It was fantastic, if not gut-wrenching, to watch you react in real time to that victory on CBC. Understandably, you had a tough time keeping it together, as did all the Canadians, especially the ones that stayed up and watched that thing live. But where are you now emotionally, given a couple of more hours to separate yourself from the emotion of that moment?
I don't know if I've separated at all. No. I think I'm still on a high, but I think where I am is looking ahead to the next game. You know, I've connected with some players. It's been exciting just to be able to be a part of this moment in history and in real time and, you know, connect to the women and the team and the players, but most importantly, being Canada and just, like, see the aftermath of it. You know, it's no longer just our team believing and hoping that this happens. It's almost like the entire nation. So it's just fantastic.
There's Karina. Hey, first off, great work on the broadcast. You've been doing a great job.
Thanks, Steven.
There's obviously a whole lot of history wrapped up in that moment. But I keep coming back to one thing when I think about that game against the Americans. What did it take for Christine Sinclair to hand the ball to Jessie Fleming for that penalty?
You know, it's one of those things. I just got a goosebumps. But can I just acknowledge you, because you've been a believer of this team for so long. So I'm just giving you a big shout out there.
Thanks.
But I think for me, one of the things in just watching it is you knew this moment wasn't just kind of planned in that second. You know, I think there's so many interesting moments, things that factor into that moment. I mean, Adriana French and Sink are teammates in Portland, so Adriana would know Sink very well in PKs. But also Sink knowing, you know what, I missed the one before. I have no problem being that leader to hand it over. Looking at Jesse, and Jesse's like, heck yeah, give me the ball. And it's just one of those things where I think that's one of the things about Sink is that we all know how humble she is and how in a big moment she'll be like, hey, do you want to do this or I can do this? And for her, it was just like, hey, Jesse was just so confident. Here you go. And just the magnitude for Jesse to take that PK. I mean, I'm a goalkeeper. I looked at it. First of all, I just enjoyed it in the moment. But I went back and looked at it. It was just perfect. You know, France read it right, but it just went into the corner. So I think it's almost like, I think what you're seeing on this team is, you know what, everyone wants to do it for Canada, yes, but they want to do it for Sinky. And I think that's one of the things. I mean, imagine Jesse first coming into camp, being put as a roommate to Sink when she's a young kid. This is the girl. This is the woman she'd looked up to all her life. And here she is now playing with her, a chance to make history together. And then she gets the ball for her in one of the biggest moments of her career so far. And she just nails it. I think you just see the connection and the unity of this team. And I think that's also why I believe so much going into the next game that, you know, it's not going to be the most beautiful game. We all know this. Mm-hmm. These women are tired. And I shouldn't say women. These players are tired. And, you know, it's been a lot. But and I think Sweden's going to come in. You know, Canada's played extra minutes. But here they go. And it's an opportunity to be history makers, legacy leavers. And most importantly, I think that connection of doing it for Sink.
Yeah. Jessie Fleming, 23 years old. It's incredible the amount of pressure she must have felt in that moment for, I mean, not just a nation, but a 38-year-old sporting legend in this country, so much on the line for her to step up in that moment and come through the way she did. Makes me think about the future. Hopefully it never comes to this and Christine Sinclair just plays till she's 60. But the next wave without her, where is the state of the program when and if Christine Sinclair decides to hang them up?
I think we've answered the question, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is what we've been talking about on air. It's 2012, phenomenal, right? I mean, we did what nobody was expecting us to do, you know? I mean, and going into that Olympics, you know, I say in 2008, we went to win a medal and we lost in the quarters. In 2012, we went with, like, let's inspire the next generation with our actions and how we are. And then, you know, Canada was like, this is fantastic. And then Rio was back-to-back. This is amazing. But this team's always been about how do we change the conversation completely when it comes to this game in this country. And they knew to do that, it would mean gold medals. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're going out with one thing in mind, and they're just inspired once again on something greater than themselves. And in that process, you're seeing like that the veterans hand over the torch. You saw it perfectly, like we just talked about in Christine Sinclair, giving it to Jesse and saying, here you go. And I think what it is that it's not no longer like the next generation that's being inspired. It's this generation. That generation's playing, and they're going to have that experience. You know, like this rivalry that we talked about, Canada-USA, the young players came into it like hearing about it and seeing it. They never felt it. And I think that's one of the reasons why they went into this game. They weren't intimidated. They're like, okay, we can beat you on any given day. And that's what they did.
Karina, they haven't made it look easy. I have to say that, right? They, you know, gave up the late one to Japan for the draw. They got by Chile 2-1, go to penalties with Brazil and missed the first penalty. And then, you know, the American, obviously what happened to the Americans, but that was the only shot on goal in the game was the penalty. Talk about what they have done well in this tournament, you know, that has allowed them to get to this, to get to the gold medal game.
Well, what they've done well is kept us in our seats. You know, it's like, okay, everyone, we could have done this a little easier for all of us, you know. And, I mean, in speaking with Bev, it was one of the things after the third game where she said, you know what, we need to clean up our final 10 minutes, you know, because that first goal, it was a poor goal. And then the third goal, it was like, you know what, that's just like small errors. You know, in the last 10 minutes of the game, let's clear the ball. Let's make smart decisions. Let's not try to build a ball out of the box to play and look fancy. Let's do the simple things right. And I think, you know, against Brazil, they started to do those things. And you saw probably more 1-2 passes, more movement off the ball, you know, Quinn in the middle, getting on the ball and doing big things, hitting those diags. And, you know, when Bev Friesen talks about being brave, she's not just talking about mentality. She's talking about, like, listen, when you get the ball, Desiree Scott, turn. And when you get the ball, Jesse Fleming, turn into that crowd and create those chances. Christine Sinclair, come off the front. You know, take the pressure, but create space for, you know, our wingers. And I think that's what they've been doing more is not just playing the safe play, but being brave enough to do things that they've all been working on to take their game to the next level. I mean, Ashley Lawrence, another player that we're not talking enough about. I mean, Vanessa Gilles, I mean, mm-hmm. Talk about being brave. You know, her eighth cap, she comes in and scores one of the biggest penalties of her lifetime, of any Canadian lifetime. It acts as if she's a veteran. So I think that what this team's done is everybody's found a way to rise, and they found a way to rise as individuals, but doing what the team needs to do. And going into the game against Sweden, that's exactly what it's going to take. But I've said this, like, you know, Sweden helped beat Canada in the World Cup, knocked us out. But most importantly, like, none of those past games matter. This is a gold medal match, you know, and both of these teams won it for different reasons for their countries. But this is where these players have stepped up and said, you know what, we know if we get that gold, it's going to mean hopefully we're going to have professional soccer for women in this country. It's going to mean that next generation of young players and girls will grow up and be like, I want to be on this national team. And yes, maybe we're able to do that. And you can hear my daughter. She's going to be one of them in the background. And yes,
that's great.
We may be able to do that, but it's going to be a reality.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. So that's what, 2040-ish range we're talking about, yeah. Karina?
Exactly. We already put it. She's already kicking the soccer balls.
I love it. I can't wait. Talking to Karina LeBlanc, former goalkeeper for the Canadian national team. So it's the gold medal game, and obviously that there's the focus turns to that. But you said it. There's still an emotional element to this that you're feeling. I got to imagine the players are still feeling it. It was such a historic moment for that program. How do you put yourself in that position where you leave that behind, the drama of yesterday, and start thinking about Sweden?
It's pretty simple. I mean, the players have come into this game and this tournament that this is a business trip, right? And I remember in 2012, that was the difference between us in 2008 and 2012. Like, this is a business trip. There's no opening ceremonies, you know. It's get in, get the result, get out. And I think Bev, after they won the penalty kicks, she was like, celebrate this, but we weren't here for this, right? We have two more wins to get. And it's the same mentality after this last game. Celebrate it, yes, but we have one more win to get. And I think it's just taken, almost like when you're a player and an athlete, you have to focus on the present time. You're not getting too far ahead of yourself or living on the past. And I think that's what this team and their mindset is that, okay, on to the next one. What do we need to do? What do I need to do as an individual? And having that mindset moving forward.
Karina, I talked to Christine right around the time John Herdman announced that he was, you know, that he was moving, leaving and going to the Canadian men's national team. And obviously John, it was a transformational figure in the for the women's program, and he's doing a kick-ass job with the men right now. But I, you know, one of the things she said to me that day was, you know, it's time. You know, it's time for a different voice. What what has Bev Priestman brought to this team, to this program?
So many things. I mean, I've had the privilege of speaking to her several times throughout this tournament. And it, one of her first games, or the first game, was against the U.S., right? And you imagine you come in and you're like, okay, how do we press restart here? And one of the things she said is, from then, how do we change the color of that medal? And what's it going to take? And I know the term brave is a term used a lot, but that's exactly what she's done. She's instilled in these players what it looks like to be brave and how each of them need to take their game to the next level to make the team better, but also what is the legacy that you want to leave in this country, you know? And I think you're looking at a mixed group right now, because obviously this group is filled with veterans who, my daughter is chasing me and I'm trying to chase away from her in this hotel room. So she's like, mommy, you can't talk without me. But what does it mean at this point to leave a legacy? And this is history. You know, this is history beyond just football or soccer. This is true history here. Mm-hmm. And what is the script you want to write in this history? And I think that's where she's taken this team on this journey of like, hey, like, we have an opportunity here to do what's never been done. And I remember that was the same conversation John had with us leading into 2012. I mean, he's doing the same conversation with the men's team in another phenomenal way. But what Bev has said is like, you know what? I knew you. I went and I grew. And then I've come back, and I want to be part of, like, a phenomenal story. And she's the only female coach, you know, in the tournament at this point, but even last game as well. And she's writing her own history, and I think it's phenomenal. And she's just put that sense of belief in these players, of especially going into that U.S. game. And if there was ever a time to beat the U.S., which we always went into the U.S. game going, like, maybe this is the time, this could be the time, but when you watch the Americans, it was like, this is the storyline and this is the time. And so she's just instilled that different kind of confidence in this team.
It'll probably be a 20-year run for the Canadians over the Americans by the time your daughter is playing on the national team, I imagine.
Yes, very true. And the big discussion, is she going to be a goalkeeper like me or a left defender and winger like her father? So we'll see.